And reporter Eleanor Beardsley has been listening to people outside that summit.
World leaders may have been hunkered down in high-powered meetings, but out on the sunny streets of London, there was springtime revelry. A musical group called the Jazz Activists gave an impromptu concert to draw attention to climate change. The biggest gathering took place in London's financial district known as the City.
I'm in the center of the G20 meltdown protest, which is being billed as a financial fool's day. There's thousands of people standing out here in front of the Bank of England. There's helicopters whirring overhead. People are dressed up as the Grim Reaper. You've got bankers being hung in effigy. And everyone out here says they want to see a change in the way the world capitalist system works.
We're not happy about the amount of money that's being given to bankers for mistakes that they've made, and especially with the massive payouts that are happening, we feel very angry about that.
That's Abigail Cannell, who came out to protest with her husband and two young daughters. Not far from the Cannell family, 20-year-old Rick Ganley Thomas says he barely makes ends meet on his minimum wage salary but can't find a better job. He says he's angry about what the crisis will mean for his generation.
Previous generations have managed to make something of their lives, and I'm just really worried that we're going to be the first who doesn't. When I'm my parents' age, I'm not going to have a house, I'm not going to have a car, I'm still going to be living like I am now.
While these demonstrators pose no threat, fearing anarchists, London launched one of its most extensive and expensive police operations ever for the summit. 5,000 officers are out in force. At the Bank of England protest, the police slowly tighten their cordon, blocking off all the streets. Pretty soon, it's clear they're letting no one in or out.
So, sir, can we get out here?
Not at the moment, no, sir.
Can we get out anywhere?
Well, we're not aware of the other cordons, but this cordon at the moment is an absolute cordon, so it is closed.
Another attempt is met with the same response.
I've been instructed to tell anyone who comes over here, you can't come through here.
As the police moved in on the crowd, the carnival atmosphere soon degenerated into chaos. A group of demonstrators smashes the windows of the Royal Bank of Scotland, and protesters and police clash. A few are wounded, more than 30 arrested, and one man is reported dead. No one yet knows the cause. But while the violence grabbed the headlines, most of the day's protests were peaceful.
Not only one cause.
Far from the action, in London's East End, Ronnie and Nan Kishore sit in their wholesale shoe shop on Petticoat Lane. The couple immigrated to London from New Delhi 45 years ago. They say their African export markets have all dried up in the last few months, and today they've only made one £5 sale.
We've been in this business since 1964. We've seen good days. We've never seen time like this, what's happening now. Things are hard. Don't know what to do.
The Kishores, the rest of London, and the world are waiting to see what the leaders will decide here today. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in London.
And we'll tell you what they decide as soon as they announce it.